Hello and welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, a dad's point of view. I'm Bruce Allen, and today's topic is, as usual, based on this week's Dad's Point of View column called, Are You a Social Media Addict? I ask a bunch of questions, which I will read to you later, and I am probably very much a social media addict, but I won't admit it. The definition of addict is the first thing I have in that column. You can find my columns at bruceallen.com or in over 100 newspapers and websites around the world. Today we have Wayne Levine for the Men's Room and Pastor Drew Sams for Teen Wrap, eager to get an update on how baby Drew is coming along. He is due any day now. Next week I will be gone. I am in fact leaving tomorrow for Calgary, where I will stay overnight and then take a bus on a seven-hour bus ride to a remote location in the Cariboo Mountain Range. I will then be picked up along with all the others that are going. There's 44 people that go on this particular trip for 1 week long. My wife's coming with me. We will be picked up by helicopter and shuttled to a remote lodge that is all by itself in the Cariboo Mountain Range in British Columbia. And then for the next 6.5 days, weather permitting, we will be going helicopter skiing. The good news is it's an exciting trip. The bad news is there's been a lot of avalanche warnings in the area. So my in-laws have been sending us email notifications, thinking that they could dissuade us from going on this trip. But as a precaution, I did update my trust and will, and I'm not joking. I actually really did. It was overdue, which, by the way, as a parenting blogger, a parenting advocate, I would hope that you do on a semi-regular basis as needed. Meaning, in my case, my old trust and will was when I was married to my first wife. So it did not especially relate to my present situation with my second wife. So it was long overdue to be redone. And the fact that we were going on a adventurous trip, to be kind, motivated me to finally update that trust and will. And it's something I think we all need to take care of. It fits in the TCB category of taking care of business. One of the things we decided to do to enhance our safety to the tune of $50 a day per person is we can rent these avalanche parachutes. You may have heard about them in the news. You wear a backpack, and if you get in an avalanche, you pull a ripcord, much like a parachute, and a sort of a kite-like device flies out from behind you, and it helps you stay above the snow so you don't get buried. Plus, of course, it's brightly colored. So it can prevent you being buried and, God forbid, suffocate. You may still be stuck in the snow, but at least you'll be above it and you'll be able to breathe. So we decided to splurge on these rental devices, in addition to the fact that we will all be wearing beacons so they can find the body if we are buried. And we get beacon training, and it's not easy. You have to kind of cross, you have to, I'm motioning with my hand like you can see it. You have to cross, go up till you hear it disappear, then you go back down to where you hear it a lot, and then you go left till you hear it more, and then you go right until you hear it less, and then it's cross, there's a name for it, cross something. It's like GPS, but it's with the sound, and you just keep on going in different patterns until you get closer to it. And then when you get a certain level of sound on the beacon, you then dig, and you hopefully find someone that has a little bit of snow on their face but is going hello instead of a frozen body. So on that cheery news, let's move on. You could follow me, Bruce Allen, on Twitter, at Bruce Allen. I would hope you would like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. And of even more importance, stay in the loop. Sign up for my newsletter. Just go to bruceallen.com, and on the homepage, you put in your name and your email, and you will get besieged with just one weekly newsletter. No spam, no solicitations, no anything. I don't like that sort of stuff. The new Because I Said So comic strip is out, I believe, and what is it called? Dr. Blunder Strikes Again. Now remember, any resemblance to your erstwhile host is purely coincidental. I am not that dad. I'm not that dad, in fact, is the name of my current vlog, it's the name of my vlog, period. The current vlog is called Exercise with Bruce, and it is silly, but it is in keeping with this week's Dad Chat topic about family fitness. And in this vlog, I am taken, by a personal fitness trainer who is did not know me well enough to know that I was going to be acting my usual silly self. And I am taken around the gym, and she explains things to me, and I ask her questions, and I try to use the machines as I think they're supposed to be used, but much to her amusement, is not the way they're intended to be used. So you can find that short vlog, which is a little under 3 minutes, at brucesallon.com. Just go to the Writings Plus tab at the top of the page. There'll be a big drop-down menu, and when you see I'm Not That Dad, hit on it. And the current one is called Exercise with Bruce. Dad Chat is every Thursday, and for those listening live here in Santa Barbara, that this evening's Dad Chat is about family fitness, but for everybody listening in Cleveland, in Madison, and in St. Petersburg, Alaska, my show is carried around the country. For all of you, Dad Chat is every Thursday, and please mark your calendar for the one-year Dad Chat anniversary on April 12th, when we have the very well-known, very well-respected Guy Kawasaki as co-host. He is the father of four. He used to be an evangelist for Apple. He's written 11 books. His current book is called What the Plus, all about Google Plus. And he will be talking about social media and our families, and he will probably talk a little bit about what it is to be a dad of four. He is a major player in social media. It is a gift and a blessing that he is appearing on Dad Chat for our one-year anniversary show, or one-year anniversary tweet chat, which is what they're called. Some people call them Twitter parties. I don't really like that idea, that name, but I call them tweet chats. And that will be April 12th from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's 8 to 9 p.m. Central Time, which I believe is the time for my Wisconsin listeners, and that is 9 to 10 p.m. East Coast time, which I believe is the time for my Ohio listeners. So we actually have people that participate in Dad Chat from New Zealand and from Japan, and a regular every week from England. So they are staying up till the wee hours of the morning. You could at least stay up one night at the prime time, which is what it is. Sponsor slots are open for my show. You can email me if you're interested at bruce@brucesallon.com. It's only $1 million a minute. I'm sure you're more than interested. It is time for a Dad's Point of View life lesson. Shall we hear it, Richard?
You got to action to wait the positive LMI. I need the negative. Latch on to the affirmative. Don't mess with Mr. In-Between.
I'm Bruce Sallon, and this is a Dad's Point of View. Be on time. It's a sign of respect. I don't know about you, but I get really irked when I'm kept waiting. Why do doctors think it's okay to keep you waiting? I just heard someone say that keeping a person waiting is akin to stealing their time. I couldn't agree more. Plus, I believe it shows a total lack of respect for you. Don't be late. Don't blame the traffic. Allow enough time to be there when you say you will, and model and teach that to your children. So there. I'm Bruce Sallon. Find me at brucesallon.com, and please, be the best dad or mom you can be.
Bruce Sallon, that's one of you.
Well, that's another life lesson, and listening to it reminds me that a good old friend of mine, Larry Sinitsky, whose birthday is coming up early next month, a major birthday, so happy birthday, Larry. He and I had an issue about being on time, and I came up with what I thought was a great solution. Whoever came second when we would meet would pay, and we were allowed a 10-minute grace period. So if we showed up at the same time, we just split the bill, and whoever came second would pay. So I would then come whenever we were meeting, and I would bring reading and things I had to do, and I'd get there early and just sit down and wait, and then Larry would saunter in 10, 15, 20, 30 minutes late because he was chronically late, and I'd order a lobster and a nice bottle of champagne, and I think it worked out fine. And the irony, of course, is that Larry, he didn't care. Guy was always making a ton of money, and he just wanted to do what he wanted to do. So good for him, and I believe he's still doing what he wants to do. Happy birthday, Larry. I know it's a big one. I hope you have a wonderful time with your family. It is time for a break, and we will be back with Wayne Levine for the Men's Room. This is the Bruce Sallon Show, a Dad's Point of View.